World leaders are meeting in Poland for the next couple weeks to make sure nations reduce greenhouse gas emissions. This is the first big follow-up meeting after the Paris Climate Agreement was adopted in 2015. Here's NPR's Rebecca Hersher.
Je n'entends pas d'objection. L'accord de Paris pour le climat est accepté.
In December 2015, almost every country in the world agreed to set specific targets for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Rachel Cletus of the Union of Concerned Scientists was there.
It was an amazing accomplishment. Many of us who were there, frankly, wept with joy.
Did you cry?
I did. When that gavel came down, we were hugging strangers, crying, just ecstatic.
Paris was a big deal.
Todd Stern was the Obama administration's special envoy for climate change. As part of the Paris Agreement, the U.S. promised that by 2025, we'd reduce our greenhouse gas emissions by 26 to 28% compared to what we were emitting in 2005. It was ambitious. It would require, among other things, no more coal-fired power plants, more efficient cars and trucks, and more support for solar and wind.
And then boom, the U.S. election. And a little bit over 4 months after he got into office, President Trump, he announced his intention in the Rose Garden to withdraw the United States.
From the Paris Climate Accord.
Since then, the Trump administration has systematically tried to roll back the national regulations that would keep the U.S. on track to reduce emissions. Another major player, Brazil, has signaled it might back out of some of its emissions goals. European and Chinese leaders say they remain committed. And this is the backdrop for the climate conference now underway in Poland.
I think that the stakes are quite high.
They're high because everything up until now has been promises. This is the moment when countries have to come up with the rules to back up those promises. Over the next 2 weeks, representatives from 195 countries, including the U.S., will have to agree on answers to questions like, how will we all know if a country has met its emissions targets? Where will the money come from for poorer countries to switch to clean energy?
You know, in one sense, it's very straightforward. We know what we have to do. We've known for a while what we have to do to curtail our carbon emissions, make a global transition to a clean energy economy, and make sure that we're investing in protecting communities that are bearing the impacts of climate change.
But that requires new laws, major changes in the economy, big political questions. And all the politics will happen in the shadow of the scientific reality. Climate change is already here. Sea level rise, heat waves, fires, and floods, hurting communities, costing money, and costing lives. Todd Stern says past climate negotiations might have felt abstract to regular citizens. Not so anymore.
A failure in this meeting, an inability to get a rule book done, you, I think, would have that much more sense among people that, geez, this is like really going in a very, very bad direction.
The meeting is scheduled to run through next Friday. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.